Now, and watch what he's doing. He preached such a mighty Christ coming. He's got his fan in his hand. He's fanning his way. I mean, he'll thoroughly purge his floors. He'll take up the trash and sweep it out down there and burn it. That's right. He'll gather up the green and take it into the garner. See, he was inspired. But when Jesus comes, they're looking for, and all them apostles, you know, they're looking for a great something to come. My, my. Boy, he's coming. That's all there is to it. Boy, he'll be mighty. He'll kick them Romans off the face of the earth. My, he'll make them Greeks go this way and Romans go that when he comes. When he comes, little humble fellow being pushed around from one side to the other.
Amen.
What was it? God.
Amen.
Hiding himself.
Hallelujah.
Simplicity.
Glory.
Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
Then he stood at the end of his message and said, who can condemn me of sin? What all the Bible said that I would do, if I do not the works of my Father,
amen,
then condemn me.
Amen.
But what did the Scripture say that I would do that I haven't done?
Amen.
Sin is unbelief. No, who can accuse me? If I cast out devils by the fingers of God, then show me what you're doing about it. Simplicity. Even surrendered himself unto death, but on that Easter morning. That's where he first
was.
He swept out the trash, all right, brother. Yes, indeed. And the wheat was sealed to the garner, laying there on the ground with eternal life resting in it, waiting for that great day that we're going to speak of, the coming of the Lord, when that life will come to life and we'll rise in that resurrection and be caught away with it and be gathered into the garner. And the trash will be burnt out of the husk and wrapped around and tried to pull it this way or that way, will be burnt with unquenchable fire.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
They missed him. God in simplicity.